Welcome to Truth and Circumstances, where we apply the truth of God's Word to the difficult situations of real life. I'm Kyle Lamb, and with me is Greg Birdwell, preaching pastor at Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.
All right, folks, we're back with another episode, and this time we're doing another installment of Does It Really Mean That?
Does it really mean that?
Does it really mean that? And today we're focusing on Proverbs 22, verse 6, which says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Does it really mean that?
Many people take this to mean that if you train a child up to be a Christian or to be moral or godly or responsible, then they will be and they will not stray from that path. It's a proverb that gives a lot of parents hope early on in their parenting, because what we all want more than anything is to have children who follow the Lord, who are responsible people. And some of us think, oh man, this is fantastic. All I have to do is push these particular buttons and then my children will become Christians and they'll serve the Lord and there won't be any heartache in my life. We almost think of this proverb like a formula, and what a comforting thought that would be. But then as the children get older, we begin to get a little bit worried. The programming doesn't always work. And then we begin to think that something is wrong. Either we haven't trained our children correctly, or the Bible is wrong. And both of those possibilities are extremely concerning. So which is it? Well, there's always the possibility that we've not trained our children well, but it's never the case that the Bible isn't true. However, it doesn't have to be either one if we understand the proverb correctly. So this episode, like all episodes of Does It Really Mean That, is going to be kind of a hermeneutics lesson. Hermeneutics, that is the discipline of biblical interpretation. So this is going to be like a lesson on how to interpret proverbs, basically.
All right, so lesson number one. The proverbs are not promises. They are general truths.
This is the mistake that many, many of us make with this verse, and not just this verse, but verses throughout the Proverbs. We treat it like a promise. There are a lot of promises in the Bible that we can take to the bank. Jesus is coming again. When he comes again, he'll judge the living and the dead according to their deeds. We will spend eternity with him in the new heavens and earth. There are all kinds of things that we can bank on as promises. But the book of Proverbs should be treated as just that, proverbs, that is, wisdom sayings. They're not intended to be taken as promises. The book of Proverbs is intended to point us toward a life of wisdom. So what does it look like to live wisely? That is what Proverbs is telling us. Some proverbs are stated as general truths. Others are stated as imperatives with what you can expect from obeying those imperatives. And these things are generally true, but there are exceptions. So if you go through Proverbs with a fine-toothed comb, you can find some for which there are exceptions in your own experience. For example, Proverbs 12:24 reads, "The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slothful will be put to forced labor." Now that's generally true. But I know of people who are really hard workers who have not prospered in the workplace because of office politics. Likewise, I know of some really lazy people who have never paid for it because of those same politics. Does that mean that Proverbs 12:24 isn't true? No. In most cases, it will be true. But again, it's not intended to be a promise to bank on. It's instruction to guide us to live wisely. The idea is, be diligent, and you can expect good things. Don't be slothful. That's what the proverb is intending to do in us. It's pointing us toward a wise life. That's what Proverbs 22:6 is. It's instruction in wise living. A wise parent raises his or her child in the way that he should go. And it is generally the case that when that parent does that, it will set the course of the child's life. We can see that this is generally true. I mean, children who do not receive any kind of instruction about how to live, how to be responsible, they tend to be irresponsible and unwise. Those in whom parents have invested hours of instruction and training tend to be more productive and responsible adults. And certainly, there are going to be exceptions to that rule. There will be children who have been invested in greatly by their parents, but who end up being irresponsible and unwise adults. But that's relatively rare. We could say that the exception proves the rule. If we know the situation, it proves to be an exception to the rule. That does not mean that the Bible is not true. Okay, we simply need to remember that this is a proverb, not a promise. It's an instruction for how to live wisely. It's not a foundation for us to set our hope on. One other thing I'd point out is that this proverb is not intended to make a statement about who will or will not be saved. Some people want to read Proverbs 22:6 to mean train a child to be saved, and when he's old, he will be. Well, we can't guarantee that our kids are going to follow the Lord. We know that election is according to the sovereign will of God alone. That's just absolutely the case.
Right.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we should do our best to raise our children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, trusting that in many cases they will follow.
Yeah, we should say that we might say in most cases, as it pertains to both training them to live a productive life and training them to follow the Lord, we're wise to follow this wisdom principle in the Scriptures. So we should heed the proverb in Proverbs 22:6. And we should obey Ephesians 6:4, which reads, "Fathers, bring up your children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Even Ephesians 6:4 is not a promise, but an instruction. And committed believers are going to be most concerned about their children's salvation, obviously. As we just said, we can't make certain that they're going to be saved. Election is by God's good pleasure alone. However, we do know that God uses means to draw people to himself. And so Shelby and I, as we've raised our children, we decided that, okay, if God uses means to save people, then we're going to put means in front of our kids all the time. And if our children do not become Christians, it will not be because we didn't put the gospel in front of them every day. So we have not taken that as a guarantee that our kids are going to be saved, but it is a comfort to know that if God would draw them, the means necessary are all around them all the time. So we raise them in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. We pray fervently. We trust the Lord. And we believe that the Bible is true, understanding the difference between a proverb and a promise.
Very good. So to recap, lesson number one, proverbs are not promises. They are general truths. Mm-hmm. And number two, we should do our best to raise our children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, trusting that in many cases they will follow.
Amen. That was all nice right. And tidy. That might be like the shortest episode ever.
Yeah, very good. So now that our folks have so much time on their hands, they should go straight to Facebook, share this episode through other social media outlets, and let's honor the Lord together as we walk in his ways.
Amen.
This has been Truth and Circumstances. You can visit our website at truthandcircumstances.com. If you have any questions you'd like to hear us address on the podcast, you can email those to questions@truthandcircumstances.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and ask your questions there. Truth and Circumstances is a ministry of Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.